All right, it is time to talk UFOs. Apparently, it's National Paranormal Day, and one thing that we haven't touched on, a story I've been following for quite some time now and wanted to talk about, recent UFO sightings, including by members of the U.S. military. UFO sightings used to be a topic you'd hear about in the middle of the night on this station. Listeners calling in to talk about strange experiences. It was entertaining, but not something many took seriously. Well, UFOs aren't just for sci-fi geeks and tinfoil hat wearers anymore. And joining me now for a deep dive into this issue, I have a UFO expert who ran the British government's UFO project, Nick Pope. He has a DVD out called Aliens at the Pentagon, which takes a look at government UFO programs. And you can find him on Twitter at Nick Pope MOD. Nick, thank you so much for taking some time to discuss this with us. And let's start with how you first got involved in working on the UFO issue, including for the British government.
Well, I fell into it almost by accident. I was a career civil servant in the UK Ministry of Defence, and you get posted around every few years. And I happened to be due for a move just at the point where the vacancy cropped up for this amazing posting that we have or had at the time in the Ministry of Defence, where the job was to research and investigate the UFO phenomenon. So I had no previous interest in it, never seen anything myself, no strong beliefs. I was just given it to do as a government job.
What was the reason for the government wanting someone to do that job?
It really comes back to the fact that within government, the UFO phenomenon, whatever its true nature may be, and we really don't know, it's viewed as a defense and national security issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you can imagine, it's basically the Air Force particularly saying, if there's something in our airspace, we need to know who or what it is and what they're doing.
So your role in the British government heading up this UFO project, what exactly did that entail? Whenever there was a sighting, you would be the one to go investigate? Tell us how that worked.
It's a mixture of research and investigation. And it's not quite like the X-Files. We didn't go, I guess, sort of wandering around dark warehouses with flashlights and things like that.
Yeah.
It was much more, I mean, we were based out of Ministry of Defense headquarters building. So our job was often to brief senior staffs on this. And most of the investigation we did was done by doing things like looking at radar data, seeing whether we'd got anything on space tracking radar systems, more standard military air defense radars. If we got photos and videos, they would go to intelligence community imagery analysts. So that was the way that we did it. And it was a mixture. We got about 200 or 300 reports each year. So had to investigate those, but also more interestingly, I guess, handle the policy on this. What is the government line on UFOs? What do we think we're dealing with? Are there any threats? Are there any opportunities?
What can you tell us about that process? How the government determined how much information about UFOs to reveal to the public?
Well, we didn't really come to a definitive view. There were factions within the Ministry of Defense. There was, I guess you'd call it a believer faction and a skeptic faction. But the fascinating thing is we are still having that debate right now here in the United States, mm-hmm. and it's playing out, of course, in Congress, in that the clock is now running down on this report that Director of National Intelligence has to send to Congress, to the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee. And so that is exactly the determination that they're grappling with right now. And I understand it's getting quite awkward in terms of how are we going to play this.
I'm joined by Nick Pope, UFO expert. He ran the British government's UFO project. He has a DVD out, Aliens at the Pentagon, which dives into the issue of government UFO programs. When you're investigating UFO sightings, are there certain categories that they're placed into? Some maybe are more likely to be easily explained, and then there are others that say fit a pattern but don't offer any simple answers?
Yes. I mean, you look at these sightings on a case-by-case basis, but inevitably, it's more likely that you're going to pay a lot of attention to sightings where, for example, these things are seen by pilots, whether it's commercial airline pilots or particularly military pilots, where they're tracked on radar and where you have, and of course, everyone has seen these recently, these videos of U.S. Navy jets chasing whatever these things are. So those are the sorts of cases that really kind of get your attention because of the quality of the witnesses and because you've got things like forward-looking infrared camera videos, radar data, and other technical data, measurement and signature intelligence.
Do you get the sense that there are more sightings these days, or is it just that with better, more accessible technology, the sightings seem to be more newsworthy?
It's a really interesting question. I honestly couldn't say. I think it could be a little bit of both. And the other thing that's happening is that because this is now being treated so seriously in government, there is an unidentified aerial phenomena task force set up in the Office of Naval Intelligence. And as I mentioned, Director of National Intelligence is now drawing up this report for Congress. What that's doing is it's encouraging people who've had sightings, particularly in the military, who would have previously stayed quiet. It's encouraging them to come forward and speak out. So I don't know if we're having more of these or it's simply that more people are speaking out. And we've got better ways of capturing the data, better cameras, better satellite imagery, for example.
I'm joined by Nick Pope, a UFO expert who ran the British government's UFO project. Look, I'm of the mindset that just based on probabilities, there's a decent chance intelligent life exists out there in the universe, and there's a decent chance they're more advanced than we are. But I do think the revelations made by members of the U.S. military, their experiences with objects they couldn't identify, and the revelations by pilots describing the same things, that all seems to have given this issue a new level of credibility. Do you agree?
I would totally agree. And I think when we get this report to Congress, which, I mean, a lot of people are debating when it's going to hit. Technically, it's due by late June. Could come in early, more likely to be delayed, perhaps. And all these debates about what it is that we're dealing with are going to be playing out. But my understanding from some leaks that occurred at the end of last year was that they have not ruled out the extraterrestrial hypothesis. And what's going to be really interesting is if they come out and say that in black and white to Congress and to the American people, my goodness, we're going to be in game-changing territory. Yeah. I mean, this is the story of a lifetime.
What would some of the other possibilities be if these UFOs are an extraterrestrial life monitoring, visiting planet Earth? What could these UFOs potentially be? What are the options?
Other options would include that it's our technology secretly being blind tested against one part of the military by another, and classic bureaucratic kind of left-hand, right-hand situation. I think that's unlikely. I don't think they would have let it go so far. You know, congressional inquiries, briefings, classified briefings, et cetera, without someone saying, hey, look, that was us.
Yeah.
The other possibility, of course, is it's Russia or China, and that's what we need to find out.
That possibility, though, that they have created advanced weapon systems or drones, devices that are beyond our understanding of physics, and it's all been kept secret from our intelligence services, that almost seems more far-fetched than extraterrestrial life to me.
Yeah, I take the point. And either way, I think this is increasingly, by people in the know, being framed in terms of a potential catastrophic failure of intelligence, whatever we're doing, whatever we're dealing with here. And Senator Marco Rubio said the other day, pretty much what you just raised. He said, if this is Russia or China, my goodness, we're in trouble because some kind of quantum leap breakthrough has been made that's left the United States standing.
Joining me now, I have Nick Pope, a UFO expert who ran the British government's UFO project. I want to spend a little bit more time on the experiences of members of the U.S. Navy in particular, images and videos from years ago that are now public. What you see from that video evidence, does it track with what you've seen or heard described in other instances you've investigated?
Yes, it does. It ties in absolutely. I mean, what we are seeing in those videos, apparently, are objects performing speeds and maneuvers that defy explanation. And that's not just the pilot's visual testimony, it's the films and the radar data. So it's all three of those things taken at once. But what's really staggering, I think, is that those videos and those few still images that we've seen, according to people with direct knowledge of these programs, firstly, it's the tip of the iceberg, and secondly, it's not even the good stuff we're seeing. There's a sense of you ain't seen nothing yet with some of this footage.
And these experiences with objects doing things that we're just not able to do based on our level of intelligence and our technological capabilities, this all tracks with the stuff that you heard when you were working for the British government. And even before that, stories that have been around for a long time that I'm sure you looked at and researched when you were doing your work for the British government's UFO project.
Very much so, yes. I spoke to a number of Royal Air Force pilots in the UK who talked, for example, about being casually overtaken by structured craft of unknown origin, as they somewhat kind of circumspectly put it. You know, they don't like to somehow say UFO.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pilots telling me that sort of stuff. And, yeah, this really is, as I say, the tip of the iceberg. And by the way, there's no doubt about the authenticity of this. The Department of Defense have confirmed it's real and put it on their own website.
I'm curious, those pilots, were they nervous to come forward? Were they concerned that their experience would just be dismissed as crazy? You know, that's been the case with a lot of people and their sightings or experiences. What was it like talking to them?
They were a little uneasy, I guess. There's still some stigma. They were worried that they might be disbelieved, ridiculed, worst-case scenario, psychological evaluation, and being grounded. So a lot of times it's the retired pilots who speak out. But now, certainly in the U.S., the U.S. Navy, for example, has issued guidance to its pilots telling them what to do if they encounter these things. So I think the stigma's on its way out. The position is changing, and it's the fact that even at the very top within government, the military, the intelligence community, people are now taking this seriously, and the pilots are now saying it's okay to talk about this.
Were the pilots scared? Were they nervous when they were in the air and dealing with these unidentified objects that they couldn't explain? They didn't know what they were doing or what they were up to?
I'm not sure these top guns, these elite men and women that fly these things, would describe it in terms of scared. No, I don't think so. More excited. I mean, actually, it's funny. If you, it's like, bring it on. It's right. Like if you listen, two of the three most famous videos have soundtrack on them, and you can hear the pilots sort of whooping with excitement and talking to each other over the comms and things. So I think it's that more than fear.
I'm joined by Nick Pope, a UFO expert who ran the British government's UFO project. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick Pope MOD. This report supposedly coming from the Pentagon and our intelligence agencies about UFOs. What is the purpose of the report? And let's talk a little bit more about what you're expecting it to potentially reveal.
Well, the purpose is you should think of this as a proper, full intelligence analysis of the UFO phenomenon itself. So previously, government programs on UFOs have just, like the one I did, they just investigate on a case-by-case basis. This is the Senate intelligence community saying to the Director of National Intelligence, treat this as if you were doing a study onto, I don't know, Russian ballistic missile capabilities,
right,
or Chinese hacking capabilities. So it should be a proper intelligence assessment of the phenomenon. Now, the good news is that it must be unclassified, so the media and the public should get something. The bad news is that because it can have a classified annex, all the good stuff may never see the light of day.
What was the impetus for this report? Was it the videos that leaked from the U.S. Navy that the Pentagon eventually confirmed were in fact authentic. Was that really what led to the push for a report like this?
It was two things. Firstly, it was indeed those videos. Secondly, and more fundamentally, a lot of senators got very angry at the revelation 3.5 years ago that there was a secret program looking at all this called ATIP, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. And they turned round and they said, wait a minute, you told us that there was no interest in this and no program investigating, and now we have to read in the Times that there is. So there was a lot of pressure from various senators and staffers for answers on what the U.S. government had been doing and why they'd been denying it to the American people for decades.
You mentioned that based on conversations you've had with people who are in the know, there is evidence that goes far beyond the images and videos that we've recently seen that have been authenticated by the U.S. military. Do you think that evidence will be included in the public report, or is that the kind of stuff that will probably stay classified?
That will be held back, I think, in the classified version. We know in relation to the videos that what they've put on their own website, of course, is unclassified. We know, however, that there are secret videos and briefing slides about all this, classified top secret, so at the highest level of classification, and that's the really interesting stuff. What on earth? You know, they've told us for years that this stuff is of no defense significance. Why have they got top secret information on it? What do they know?
But you do think in the public report that comes out, there will be new details and new information that we haven't seen or heard about before?
I think there will be new information, yes. I think the problem is that they may try. When the New York Times broke the story of ATIP, the Defense Intelligence Agency tried to spin this to Congress as being a program about next-generation aerospace threats. And they may do the same thing. So we may get a report, the public bit, may go on and on about the threat from drones. So there are a number of ways it could go. But like I say, my understanding is there's a lot of politics about this behind the scenes over how they play it.
And what about other governments, allied governments, the British government, for example? Will they potentially follow the lead of the United States and make more of their information publicly available?
I hope so. And I think there are a lot of people right now trying to find out what exactly the British government is doing on this. Are they liaising with the U.S. intelligence community on this report? Because we've got data on this, and we should, as allies, we should be talking to each other about this. So that's a big, as yet, unanswered question.
I tell you what, it is an interesting time when it comes to UFOs. There is a level of credibility about sightings that is at a point we just haven't seen before. We've got this report coming out, just fascinating stuff. Nick Pope, a UFO expert who ran the British government's UFO project. He has a DVD out, Aliens at the Pentagon, which explores government UFO programs. And of course, you can find him at Nick Pope MOD on Twitter. Nick, really appreciate the time and insight, and we're certainly going to have you back on when that report drops. So I'll be in touch.
Happy to come back and discuss it. Thank you.